BBC News with Sue Montgomery. An emotional day of events commemorating the success of the D-Day landings in northern France in 1944 has ended with a banquet for 19 visiting heads of state at the Élysée Palace in Paris. Queen Elizabeth said the deeds of the Allied forces would be remembered for hundreds of years.
The true measure of all our actions is how long the good in them lasts. Each year has compounded in Europe the benefits of our victory in the Second World War, since it enabled our subsequent successes and our achievements. Seen in that light, those heroic deeds will stand out as much in 700 years as they do after 70. In an age of instant news and instantaneous judgment, it reminds us that we should weigh our actions not by immediate acclaim, but by their benefit for future generations.
Earlier, at a ceremony in Normandy, President François Hollande called for the beaches where the landings took place to be preserved as UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Mr. Hollande paid tribute to the bravery and selflessness of those who fought to liberate France from Nazi occupation.
Ces jeunes, au milieu de cet enfer de feu et d'acier, n'ont pas hésité une seule seconde.
These young men, in the middle of this hell of fire and steel, did not hesitate for a second. They moved forward on French soil, defying bullets and shells. They moved forward, risking their lives to destroy a diabolical regime. They moved forward to defend a noble cause. They moved forward, kept moving forward, to free us at last.
On the eve of his inauguration, the newly elected Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, has met President Putin. During brief and formal talks on the sidelines of the D-Day commemorations, the Russian leader called for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine. This report from James Robbins.
Chancellor Merkel shepherded the two leaders. They shook hands and talked for about a quarter of an hour, just before the lunch for world leaders. French officials said a potential ceasefire between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists was discussed. President Putin's spokesman said the two men had called for the earliest possible end to bloodshed and to military operations on both sides. Agreeing the terms could still be very hard, but the fact President Putin has all but accepted the legitimacy of Ukraine's new president by meeting him is seen by other leaders as highly significant. D-Day 2014 has certainly launched a dialogue about ending present-day efforts to redraw the map of Europe.
World News from the BBC. Pro-Russia rebels in eastern Ukraine are reported to have shot down a government transport plane over the city of Slavyansk, where there's been another day of fighting. A Ukrainian army spokesman told local media the plane was carrying aid supplies, but this cannot be independently verified. Earlier, there were reports of tanks or heavy artillery fire outside the city, which a BBC correspondent in the region says has been encircled by government forces. A court in Switzerland has sentenced a former Guatemalan national police chief to life imprisonment for murdering seven prisoners in the Central American country. Erwin Sperrison's lawyer called the conviction shocking and said his client, who holds joint Swiss-Guatemalan nationality, would appeal. Here's Imogen Folks.
The Swiss court found Erwin Sperrison guilty of ordering the execution of three Guatemalan prisoners who had tried to escape in 2005 and of then trying to disguise the murders as deaths which occurred during clashes with prison officers. He was also convicted of involvement in the deaths of four further inmates in 2006. In one of the cases, the court found he carried out the killing himself.
A United States citizen has been arrested in North Korea. State media said the as yet unnamed man was carrying out activities inconsistent with his status as a tourist. He's said to have entered North Korea on April the 29th and is the third U.S. citizen to be detained by Pyongyang in the past 18 months. Thousands of mourners in northern Nigeria have attended the funeral of the Emir of Kano, one of the country's most revered traditional leaders. Alhaji Adebayero died earlier on Friday at the age of 83. He was the second highest Islamic authority after the Sultan of Sokoto. The Emir was an outspoken critic of the Islamist group Boko Haram. BBC News.